Sabaton, 2007. I was born the 22nd of July 1914 in Pymore, and I've lived here all my life. These are a few of my memories of war years of keeping the shop in Pymore called Sabaton Stores. My brother Horry was called up to serve in the forces in March 1941. Firstly, let me say I had no electricity in the shop, just two oil lamps, which had to be cleaned and filled each day with a small tortoise stove for heat. Pymore never had electric until 1954. Most of the goods were rationed. 1 week's rations were bacon, 2 ounces, fat, 2 ounces, cheese, 3 ounces, sugar, 8 ounces. These are some of the weights I can remember. Other goods were allotted to what was available. I only had tomatoes and cucumbers. In the summer, brought in by the local people to sell. I saw no vegetables, as people grew their own and would share with each other. When jam came into the shop, it was in £7 tins. Customers brought in their own jars to be filled. The cakes came in cardboard boxes by rail, and we collected them by bicycle with a basket on the front from Blackbank Station, about 2 miles from Pymore. Sometimes the cakes were missing. Cooking fats, lard and marge was delivered in wood boxes. Cheese was in a round slated crate with two cheeses inside, weighing 56 pounds. The cheese was covered with cheesecloth, which was difficult to remove. Sugar was packed in 2 hundredweight Hessian sacks. Soap flakes also came in big bags, had to be weighed out before it could be sold. One time my brother, who helped me to weigh out soap flakes, they made him sneeze so much. He said no way was he going to weigh soap flakes again. In 1946, my brother Horace was demobbed from the army, was able to take over the running of the shop.